Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Christina Cavanaugh, the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. Christina, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
It's www.christinacavanaugh.com. So Cavanaugh, all A's, no
yeah,
U.
Yeah.
You can find my book at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Check it out. Lots of good stuff there to help you get on the right track. And if you need any help, Christina will be glad to help you with that. That's what she does. And also, folks, you can find a lot of great information that Christina has deposited with us over the years in her suite on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of information that you can read or listen to. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, check out my blog, and take our poll question. We ask a different question every week. It's right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Christina, let's talk about other devices and email and how we use that and how we sync up. For a long time, I have received email on a cell phone. First, it was a BlackBerry, as well as, and simultaneously, I mean, as it was going into my desktop, it was also going into my cell phone, so I could travel wherever I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have an HTC phone with Droid software, the Google software, and I can do all the same things, and all of it syncs up, and I also have an iPad that I use. So I have three different devices. And my email goes to all three of them, syncs up, all three of them sync up. And I have a calendar, a cloud calendar that all three devices support and that I work with all of those. And they all sync up together, and the email is integrated in, especially on my desktop, the Outlook. I use Outlook now, have been for about 6 years for the first time. And then on Outlook, the calendar is synced into there, is integrated into there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're well synced.
I'm too synced, I think.
Well, and that there is a danger to that because do you find that you get the same kind of service out of your devices?
Well, the what I found is the I like my smartphone. I like the HTC Smart handheld unit. Mm-hmm. It is not as good a phone as the BlackBerry, and the email is client in there is not as good an email client. As our email capability, I guess it's called a client in the phone, as the BlackBerry is. But
yeah.
I like having all of the other capability that the app capability that it has. So I'm getting over the fact that I wish that I don't like the other as much.
Yeah, well, and I think again, you're right as far as the trade-off goes. When we were talking earlier about organizing just at the local level. Organizing with devices is also a personal choice. And it's up to you whether you want to sync your email to all your devices. But there are ways that, there are people out there who use their smartphones or your iPhone, for instance, for personal emails. Like you might want
right.
to sync by function, use your iPad or use your sort of computer at work only for work emails.
Right.
And so you might want to be able to separate some of those things so that your devices are, which device to use for which mm-hmm. item.
But then you got different devices, though. I mean, are you talking
yeah,
about...
Yeah, but I don't think it's like remote control. How many remote controls do we have?
Too many.
Too many. But so I think we're stuck with multiple devices, but I think that we have the capability, again, to think about it and try to organize what we would use each of these devices for,
well,
if that works for us.
The main thing that I think people should be, we have all this capability. Christina, we've come to the point where we have an abundance, a ridiculous sometimes abundance of capability. And now our challenge is not what device do we have or which way do we go. Now it's managing the devices. Right. I mean, and making decisions about how to integrate the devices, how to have them work together. It's not a matter of deciding to use the devices. It's a matter of deciding how to use them together effectively.
Right. And how to use it productively.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
why. Exactly. So that's why I was saying that there are people out there who have the same experiences as you with the iPhone, and they'd rather use it for apps and everything else and things personal and fun. So they're, you know, creating email addresses and they're sending information that is personal there and then keeping work separate and trying that. There are other people who sync it all together into one email client. It gets sent. They might have multiple addresses and it gets sent to one spot. And they're able to manage it that way. Although I find that a challenge. I do it, and it's a real mental challenge.
But you know, Christina, I do recommend that every small business owner own a smartphone. I don't care who's you buy, folks. Buy a smartphone, get it, use it, because this is what your customers are using, and it will tell you, it will show you what kind of capability you're going to have to be offering your customers, if not today, tomorrow. What do you think, Christina?
Yeah, I agree. Just like Facebook is so popular, 600 million users out there, people need to understand what it does and how it works in order to be able to decide, is this something I should do for my business?
Yeah.
So
I totally
agree with you that you either have to have an iPhone or an iPad.
Yeah. Something so you can get the app experience, because that's what we're moving towards, apps, folks. They're sexier than the browser. ChristinaKavanaugh.com is the website. The book is Managing Your Email. Christina, thank you for being here. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays to your listeners.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.